Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I think women are wising up to that. I think perhaps African-American voters who've been taken advantage of by Democrats for years are beginning to say, no, wait a minute. Donald Trump actually created an economy where we were doing pretty well here. Tawana Hampton is with God's Ballot, and she's an advisor to Blexit Virginia. She's with us this morning. Tawana, what do you think's going to happen here? There's a lot of talk about African-American voters telling Democrats to buzz off in this election. You think that's true, or do you think that's, you know, a lot of hopeful thinking on the part of Republicans?
Well, actually, it's becoming increasingly true. Many minorities, Black Americans in particular, are starting to look at the issues, and we're starting to see how they impact us and what candidates are supporting issues that are affecting us and promoting our health, welfare, and, you know, all that's working out for the Black American person.
As you have traveled Virginia with Blexit Virginia, and for folks who aren't familiar with it, tell me what Blexit Virginia is. But what do you say to the average voter who is willing to engage with you to try to get them to at least re-examine what may have been a historic tendency to vote Democrat?
Well, I like to share my experiences. What I try to do is to reach people where they are, because I actually myself voted Democrat since 78 all the way up until 2014. So it was, you know, a huge awakening for myself as well. But just wanted to give a little background on Blexit. Blexit is an organization that was started by a young woman by the name of Candace Owens. And she started it basically, wasn't intending to start something at the beginning. She did a YouTube video that caught on fire, just talking about, you know, Black people voting their conscience, you know, opening up their minds to have free thought, and, you know, that really we're more conservative by nature. And that video kind of caught on. And so that was the start of the movement. Then she was joined by Brandon Tatum. And so they would go around the country and do Blexit rallies that were really, you know, high energy, upbeat, attracted a lot of minorities. And, you know, everyone was so excited. And then after a while, Pierre Wilson decided, you know, hey, we need to get this energy so that it can, you know, sustain us through the whole year, you know, not something that happens once a year.
Right.
And so his vision is what started the Blexit chapters. And so I'm a member of the Blexit Virginia chapter. And Matthew Tharp is our state director of the Virginia chapter.
So when you encounter someone and they say, are you, I mean, you know, forgive me for repeating what I'm sure you've heard, you're a sellout, or, you know, you're Black on the outside, white on the inside. I mean, I have friends who are Black who tell me that they're insulted regularly by liberal Blacks who seem to question their credentials if they dare contemplate voting Republican. How do you respond to that?
Well, I actually try to plug into the conservative nature of most minority people. So things that resonate with them are Christian values. The liberal left has pretty much put that on the back burner and are trying everything they can to squelch it. And most Black people are involved in churches and are, you know, very religious. I talk a lot about life, the sanctity of life. Most people, actually, there are a lot of people, Americans all around, that are, you know, believe in the sanctity of life. Mm-hmm. And of course, that's a part of the left's platform, is that, you know, abortion on demand and now to the ninth month. And most people don't agree with that. Mm-hmm. School choice, that's another big issue. A lot of the minority children are trapped into underperforming schools in the inner cities, and school choice
based on zip code.
Exactly. And so school choice is an option to help you to go to a school of your choice that may not necessarily be the school that you're zoned to go to. Mm-hmm. And of course, most of us know that education is the key to success in this country.
Do people push back on you and have hostility about this, or do you think that the minority community, I mean, that's a big group, minorities, but a big group. Do you think that Donald Trump's economic success, coupled with just decades of kind of the same old from Democrats, they're willing to, you know, give you a listen here?
Well, you know, many eyes are being opened. I mean, on my Facebook page alone, I have at least 1,000 black conservatives on my page, which is unheard of just a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. So it's really exploding. I mean, this the Blexit movement is exploding just phenomenally. It's amazing to see what's happening. Our most recent event was held in Washington, D.C., and the rally was amazing. We had over 2,000 people there. We marched the streets of Washington, D.C. Our theme was Back the Blue, because, as you know, our police officers are catching a really tough time, especially in our major cities. So we did a Back the Blue rally and ended it at the White House on the White House lawn. That was just amazing. So, yeah.
And the president had you on the South Lawn. No one covered it nationally. I tried to make a big deal out of it on the air, and, of course, I was beaten up by some people who wrote to me saying, you know, how dare you promote a super spreader COVID event? And I'm thinking, wow, after last summer, you actually are going to attack African-American conservative voters for speaking out in public, but everybody else gets to have a rally with no criticism. It's, you know, it's kind of shocking. I thought it was impressive that you got to do that and go to the White House in person.
Very impressive and very warm reception we received there by the staff and, of course, the president himself. But it's sad when we're doing something positive and they call it a super spreading event, but yet when there's tons of riots and protests going on throughout our cities, you don't hear any negative pushback to that. And I can't imagine that wouldn't be a super spreader with all the yelling and screaming. So that's, okay, you know, exchange of saliva and the sweating and, you know, that's got to be a super spreader event. So, but those aren't pushed back on.
Well, Tawana, it's a tough spot to be in, especially when you're harassed and mistreated by people who you would think would normally be at least open to hearing your message. And so I admire you for being bold enough to speak publicly and stand up for what you believe in. You know, it doesn't matter whether I agree with you. You're an independent person. You get to say what you want to say. How can people be supportive of you? Do you have a Facebook page you want us to go to, or do you?
Yeah, we do have a Blexit Virginia Facebook page. So certainly you're welcome to go to Blexit Virginia Facebook. There's also a Blexit National Facebook page. I highly recommend people go to YouTube and search, you know, Blexit, Blexit Rally, Blexit Backs the Blue, things like that to see, right, you know, actual video presentations of some things that we've done.
Well, it's a long haul. Whatever happens this election day, we've got a lot more ahead, and I appreciate you coming on and telling us about this movement. Tawana Hampton with God's Ballot and Blexit Virginia. Thank you very much, Tawana.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.